Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, some of you might have noticed me picking up leaves. Some of you might have noticed me wandering off here and there, picking up things, looking at things. On the way to Javad, I found, what did I tell you, Lali? It was an unbelievable tree. I said it was a, I gave you some explanation. A once-in-a-lifetime leaf. I told him, please, tomorrow we have to go back and get these once-in-a-lifetime leaves because they were so small and quaint and so easy to write a circle in. And once you write a circle, you know what you do next. So you see it everywhere on the streets, everywhere in Vrindavan you see the name of Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani is the sweetness that we all experienced here in Vrindavan. It comes from her, because she's so kind, so compassionate, so caring. And she can also be quite stern if it would be helpful for you. But if not, she won't. She will simply bestow blessings. So in the 1980s, actually late 1980s, I thought that we were soon to leave Vrindavan. We'd made a plan to stay only 1 year. And so I started. You made a plan.
I told you that you
thought. You made You made a plan to stay only 1 year. And I was thinking that the year or 1-2 years actually were up and soon we would be leaving. So I thought, what could I take with me if I was leaving Vrindavan? And I valued this atmosphere, this sweetness. Honestly, you don't find it anywhere else. You can go to Rishikesh, you can go to Haridwar, you can go anywhere. Even Mayapur, you won't find this exact sweetness, because Vrindavan actually, you could say, it has a feminine energy. It's ruled by Srimati Radharani for the pleasure of Krishna. So I was thinking, what could I take with me when I go back? And I started looking everywhere. When I'd walk anywhere, I was looking, a rock, a stone, a this, a that, anything. And I was putting them all into boxes. And eventually I had it was like a biology lab. I had all these different kinds of dust, all different sizes, you know, 100 different types of dust from different places all over Braj. And then soon they turned into a memory box called a Vrindavan memory box. And the first one was just for me. And then my husband said, these make good presents for the teachers who come and teach during the semester of the VAHE. So I made some for that. And then some people came and they said, these would make good Sankirtan gifts at the end of the year. So they said, can you make 20? Can you make 50? And all of a sudden, we were making so many. Now, there was one thing that somebody warned me, but I already knew. And that was that you cannot sell the dust of Vrindavan. You cannot make something and take something. You can only do seva with the donation. And we needed to ask for a donation, otherwise everyone in the world would ask for one, and we wouldn't have the capacity or the energy to do it. So we started asking a donation. We asked at that time 100 rupees, which would have been worth a lot more than now. And slowly, slowly that money accumulated, because we couldn't do anything with it except to buy more paper or to do some more photocopying. And at some point I realized that we had, for us, simple people, we had a large amount of money. And I started to look around, what do we do with it? I went to Prabhupada's house and I said to them, do you need anything here? You know, I'm willing to do it. Do you need renovations or anything like that? And the devotees said, no. I was like, oh.
That's rare.
Yeah. Can you imagine? And I went different places, asked different people, and nobody seemed to, they just weren't interested. And then one day young man came who lived in Radhakund, and he came to talk to my husband. And at that time, we had visited the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, and it was a very run-down, incredibly dirty. And the Baba who lived there, he looked quite, with all due respect, he looked kind of tamasic. And so this young Baba from Bengal, who had a lot of energy, he said, "I want to renovate the place. Would you be interested in helping?" And we were. And so we made a contract deal with him. We watched him very carefully because we're like that. We gave him only money at different times, so we kept a track on the donation money that we'd received. And he took down the whole Bhajan Kutir, and he rebuilt the whole Bhajan Kutir again with the kitchen space, a little space for him to sleep, and the area when you go to Radhakund, you go there for Krishnadas Kaviraj. And one day I came there.
And also the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Jiva Goswami at Radhakund, to renovate that.
One day I came to this Krishnadas Kaviraj's Bhajan Kutir, and I saw a cot in there, and I was very suspicious that he was just using this space to live. So I got very bossy and stern, and I called him, and he spoke only Bengali, but I had a translator, and I said to him, "Why do you have your bed in there?" And he looked at me patiently, smiled, and he said, "That's not my bed. That's Krishnadas Kaviraj's bed." And he made a whole atmosphere in there, all centered around the pleasure of Krishnadas Kaviraj, and he has an altar there with the pictures of Krishnadas as well. So this is the place where the Chaitanya Chaitamrita was written. And when we completed the work, we told the people in charge of the whole area that we wanted a real Baba there, not a sort of a shaky, flaky one, and just an old man who needs somewhere to live, but a really serious Baba to manage this place, since we put all of the money into it. And the Baba who's there now is such a quality person. So when you go there, you can offer respects and pray to Krishnadas Kaviraj that he may please allow us to understand what is there contained in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, because it's like a gold mine. And when we can understand all of these nuances and all these aspects of our Gaudiya philosophy, then we're in a very good position for our own well-being and also for sharing that with the rest of the world who desperately needs it. So in these boxes, as we had some fun, I think some people took little plastic bags. So when you take out the rock, you can place it on your altar. It is not a Govardhan Shila. In fact, it's a rock from this pathway going out towards Giriraj. And every day during the Govardhan retreat and the Holy Name retreat, I would walk backwards and forwards, and somehow these rocks would stand out, and they weren't exceptional. But if they had a flat surface, then I was interested. So we painted them during those retreats. And we also painted one friend, Saradia from England, her mother, Harikirtan, and I, we painted on the, drew on the leaves to give you something to take with you for your memories of Vrindavan. And it's so important to keep your memories of Vrindavan box. And if the water runs out, that's a good reason. If it evaporates, it's a good reason to come right back to Vrindavan and get some more. And when you take out the rock, as I was saying, you can put anything else that you get very carefully in that box. So you have a collection. Then you become wealthy as a result. Now everybody should have a look in their box and make sure that we made no mistakes in giving you four things. If you by chance have only three, let me know, because I have more and I can refill them or fill them further. Does anyone have any questions, anything they would like to inquire about? If not...
Yes.
You do.
Yes. Okay. There's three young men from Mayapur who came.
Yes.
And they haven't participated in the whole retreat, but Mayapur is so generous they should also get something from you.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. So we'll make that arrangement quite soon.
That will take place quite soon.
Okay. Because Mayapur, you don't even have to attend the retreats. You get it. You get the mercy of Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna. So thank you all. It's been a wonderful experience being here with you and taking you to these places that I love so much and that I don't get to see enough of. So going with you was like, it was ideal. And thank you for all the, Gaurav, his work is amazing. So wonderful. And Acharya. We felt so cared for and so managed well, which is really important. Otherwise, so much energy goes in just trying to figure out how to eat, how to get from place to place. So thank you. Hare Bol. And if ever we have another one, I mean, I'm speaking me now. I know everybody here is committed. If we have a chance to come and do something from our Perth Yatra, we know who to call. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So this is actually Mataji's last evening with us. She's been such a wonderful 5 days with us. I mean, from the very beginning that we started planning, she's been so instrumental in guiding us and every day giving us so much, you know, just making the context of Vrindavan. I think even before this box, it was already hitting home for us, and this is just the final point. And we can't thank you both enough. It's just been an amazing experience. Who here has had an amazing 5 days with Jagatrini Mataji? Say a big, big Hari Bol.
Hari Bol!
Okay, I don't think they had a good day. I don't know. This seems weak.
I don't think they could hear them.
Yeah. Yes. Can we say one more time, big Hari Bol for Jagatrini Mataji?
Hari
Bol! I don't know. I don't think Giriraj heard.
I don't think so.
I don't think he heard.
I'll give one more.
One more for Giriraj.
Yeah.
Hari
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. And those of you who are with us on the very first day, Mataji took us to Gopeshwar Mahadev, and we seek the blessings of Lord Shiva to be in the Dham and in the right mood. And we're so busy, and unfortunately, Mataji lost her wallet there. And Mataji, all the devotees have collected a little bit together, and we'd like to offer you this something small to replace that. So,
thank you so much. Somebody took it out of my purse. I bought a tray. You know, they give you a straw basket with things for Gopeshwar Mahadev. So I don't normally do that. 50 rupees, I bought it, climbed inside, went all around, came back out and found that, oh, it costs a lot more than 50 rupees. But we had a wonderful time. And next time, those who didn't get to go to see Gopeshwar Mahadev, you should drop by that place and pray to Lord Shiva in this form. Please give me access to understanding and entrance into Vrindavan. By your mercy only, I can become free of the false identity, the ahankar identity of being this and that and so on and so forth, and actually feel like I want to serve Radha and Krishna. So thank you so much. That's so heart-touching.